Welcome to this Harvest Thanksgiving service. Today's reading is a very well-known parable that Jesus told, and it is read to us in a dramatized version by Sophie, Chloe, and Harvey.
Jesus was teaching one day when a man in the crowd asked him a question.
Can you tell me, Jesus, what I have to do to live forever?
Jesus smiled. Love God, he answered, and love your neighbour as much as you love yourself.
But who is my neighbour?
Asked the man, hoping to trick Jesus.
Is he just the fellow who lives next door?
Let me tell you a story, Jesus said, and I think you will understand. Once upon a time, there was a man like any of us, who was travelling from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, as you all know, that is a very dangerous road. It's twisty and it's steep, and there's no end of places for robbers and thieves to hide. Well, the robbers were waiting that day, and they grabbed the man, and they beat him, and they took his money and left him to die.
Oh dear,
sighed the crowd. They felt sorry for the man. Jesus went on with his story. In a little while, another man came walking down that road, a priest, on his way home from worshipping God at the temple. He saw the dying man, and what do you think he did?
He helped him,
someone shouted in the crowd.
He saved him,
shouted another. No, said Jesus firmly. He did not. He took one look at that poor, beaten man, then crossed to the other side of the road and walked away.
Oh my,
the crowd murmured. Wait, Jesus continued. Soon another man passed by. He served God at the temple too. So what do you think this man did when he saw the wounded traveller?
He ran for help,
shouted someone.
He raised the alarm,
shouted another. No, said Jesus again. He did not. Just like the priest, he crossed to the other side of the road and left that poor man to die.
Oh no,
the crowd sighed. Don't worry, said Jesus, for there was one more man who passed by that day, and he was a Samaritan.
A Samaritan? They're different from us,
shouted someone.
We hate Samaritans,
shouted another. So I've heard, nodded Jesus. But when this Samaritan saw the man, he did not walk away. No, he bandaged his wounds. He loaded him on his donkey. He took him to a nearby inn, and he paid for that man to stay there until he was well. Jesus looked at the man who had asked him the question. So tell me, he said, which of these men was a neighbour to the man who had been robbed?
The third one, the Samaritan,
the man answered. That's right, Jesus smiled, because my neighbour is anyone who needs my help. Now you go and help your neighbour too.
How do you start your day? Well, me, I started usually quite tired. I'm not a morning person. But I wonder how the three men who passed this stranger who lies by the side of the road started their day. I'm sure they made plans, as you and I do. And I think the Levite and the priest probably made such tight plans that they made sure they weren't going to be derailed, not by anything. The Samaritan also made plans. He was travelling from one place to the other, but there was a difference. And so I want to talk about generosity today, about the healthy habit of generosity. And my first point is this: generosity is planned. All these three men made plans, but we see in the response of the Samaritan that he had planned very well indeed. He even had some supplies, so he was able to help someone if the need arose. I was very moved a few days ago when I heard from someone how their relative was cared for in hospital, and especially how one member of staff came in especially early, before their shift started, to be able to sit with her and to pray with her. Sometimes we need to plan generosity, and always we need to plan to set our hearts and our minds in such a way that we have an attitude of generosity as we go about our daily business. Secondly, generosity is unplanned. Now, that might sound like a paradox to you. It's the opposite, isn't it? Well, it is and it isn't. The man in the crowd asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answers, "My neighbor is the person whom God puts right in front of my feet, the person who needs my help." We all like to surround ourselves with people who are like us. But Jesus says, no, you're missing the point. We live in an age of increasing polarization. And Jesus' punchline is shocking for his listeners. He was a Samaritan. It's a bit like an accident on the M40, and a car has turned over and lies by the side of the road, and one car after the next, everyone in their big SUVs, passes by. And then one car stops, an old battered Astra. And the person who steps out and helps is a Syrian refugee. Every day is an adventure with God. He will put people in front of our feet who will become neighbors. How will I be able to be generous in your name today, Jesus? Thirdly, generosity leads to joy. I can sense the sizzling joy of the Samaritan in this story. And I imagine the innkeeper probably thought that this wounded man was a very close friend or family member of the Samaritan, the way he cared for him, the way he paid for him, and the way he says at the end, "When I come back, I will pay the rest." Not if I come back. This Samaritan has made a commitment to the stranger. He has become a friend to him. I find it amazing that we are part of God's plans, and every day we can discover new ways in which he makes us part of his plans. And so finally, generosity is a response to our generous God. In Jesus, God gives us eternal life. And the question of the man at the beginning is, "Rabbi, what must I do to get into heaven?" That is not a generous question. That's a question that's born out of the economy of scarcity. What is the minimum requirement, Jesus? Because I really don't want to do any more. But of course, we believe in a generous God. He gives us eternal life. And in this story, there is a wonderful hint of this generous God. The Samaritan uses oil and wine to pour on the wounds of this poor man. In Psalm 104, the psalmist praises God that he brings forth wine to gladden the human heart, and oil to make our face shine. The two things with which the Samaritan cares for this wounded man express the generosity of God in creation. Today's harvest Thanksgiving. And so the question to us is, how will we share the good gifts of God with our neighbors, with those whom God puts in front of us? Amen.